What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thinking about during the preseason games, about, you know, during the practices we've been at, and certainly thought about it yesterday when the Eagles set their 53-man roster and they kept four quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. They kept, of course, Jalen Hurts, their starter. They kept their project fifth-round pick, Cole Payton. Those make sense. So then there's nothing there. What caught my attention, though, and I think it caught a lot of people's attention, is that they kept both underwhelming backup quarterbacks. 2-3, 3-2, you count them however you want. I was not impressed with the way Tanner McKee played all summer, nor Andy Dalton. And for the first time in a very long time, I'm questioning Howie Roseman. I'm questioning.
What?
Yeah, I'm questioning Howie. Well, I have to. Keeping all four of these quarterbacks is bizarre to me, considering they're losing players on other spots of the team that they could have kept, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, whether it be Joshua Weru, whether it be Uwar Bernard, the guys they brought over in the international program, both waves, right? So they could lose both today.
Yeah.
Whether it be Carson Steele, the running back. I mean, pick whoever you want. I mean, just you could pick any player they moved on from the last 2 days, and I could say, do we really need to keep all four quarterbacks? So I'm questioning from the perspective of keeping all four quarterbacks. I'm also questioning what they did at backup quarterback, because I can't be the only one that does not feel very good right now. If, let's just say Jalen Hurts misses 2 weeks, has an ankle issue or whatever, just something minor. I don't feel very good they can win football games with these guys. Tanner McKee has regressed. I'm not sure if it is this particular offense that's not suited for him or what it is, but he does not look as good of a football player as he did last summer or the year before. And then Andy Dalton, I mean, goodness gracious, guys, he just might be cooked. I don't know if anything's left in that guy's arm. So we have two backup quarterbacks, yet it feels like we have zero backup quarterbacks. For the first time in, we might be going on 5 years. I'm seriously questioning what Howie did here at backup quarterback, and then the idea of keeping all four of them. What are we doing? Hugh, are you questioning the great Howie Roseman?
No. I think I told you this morning, it's hard to find a quarterback, man.
But they don't have one.
Yeah.
But they don't have a backup.
They don't have a backup.
Yeah.
You have to look at it like this, Joe. They're working into a new offense, right?
Mm.
They're trying to learn the new offense. Not making excuses. This is just how I look at it. I mean, and most people probably won't look at it this way, and that's cool. This is how I'm looking at it. And there are probably nuances that they've probably worked on, but they didn't implement in the game, you know? So none of them look good. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say, like, try to blow smoke up anybody's glutes and say that they look good. None of them look good. But it just also goes to show you how hard it is to play that position.
I just think Howie missed. I know the guy I'm mentioning is a first-round pick, but Ty Simpson, right, the first-round pick from Alabama, is going to be the backup in L.A. He walked right off the college campus and was throwing the ball around for the Rams this summer. New offense, learning, like, it can't be that hard to find a backup. In fact, the Eagles have been as good at it as anybody, right? The Eagles, I mean, that's
kind of... Yeah, they've done a good job, but you have to understand, you got a lot of newness with this offense.
But right, but for Ty Simpson, it's a brand new offense. He's a rookie. He looks great.
Yeah, but who's calling the plays with Ty?
Well, Sean McVay.
Okay.
Well, but then that's a question about Mannion.
Well, hold up. We can't be questioning Mannion because we're Mannion men.
Well, you're
right
not
now.
A Mannion man. You haven't been from the start. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows.
And we have to get acclimated to what they're trying to do.
No, we're missing wide open guys.
Nah, and that was another thing I said. That's why you don't play, to me, that's why you don't play the young cat. Because 3 for 3, he went 3 catches, 3 yards.
Yeah, Mekhi.
Yeah, that.
All right, we'll get to Mekhi Lemon in this hour and what we thought about his debut.
People up there talking bad about him. It was on the first game back, man.
Well, I didn't see any much burst, but that's okay. We'll get to him.
He coming from a hamstring.
We'll get to Mekhi Lemon. Again, he's got a lot of time to prove himself. I think Howie whiffed on the backup quarterback. I think he whiffed. Look, a year ago on this radio station,
Yes.
There were debates on would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick. Remember those?
Yes, it's part of those.
Now, what do you think they'd get for him? I'd say a 7.
His value.
Well, that's Howie's fault. You have to, like, to me.
Well, this is a new offense.
No, but they should have traded him away already. Like, to me, you have to get value for players. They trade him
at the highest value.
Exactly. They've tanked Tanner's value. I mean, they have. And he's, I don't know what happened to him, but he looks worse than he ever did. And then the Andy Dalton thing, sure, conceptually fine. These guys got a lot of experience and all that he's been around. He might just not be able to play anymore. And the Eagles. I think he's cooked. And the Eagles have lived a very charmed life for a few years where Jalen has stayed mostly healthy.
Cooked.
Right? 2 years ago, he had the concussion against Washington, and they got through a couple games at the end. Last year, he stayed healthy, and they just sat him week 18. But, I mean, it's the NFL. I mean, you just don't know at any point when a quarterback's going to have to miss a game or two. And I don't feel comfortable with the guys they have behind him right now. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni on Friday night after the game on his backup quarterback battle, which I guess is not even over. Here's Nick on Friday. Yeah, we'll see. Well, they didn't even make a decision, though. What is that?
They kept everybody so far.
Well, do you think they're going to be here by week one?
Yes.
No way. You think they're going to have four quarterbacks in the roster week one?
Probably.
I'd be shocked.
For what purpose, though?
Yeah, why?
Well, I think that they like Red Star Cole Payton, and I think he's a little bit of a developmental player, though. I think they're looking at him.
Right,
he's
a little bit of McKee and Dalton are redundant.
Well, I think that Tanner probably would be the scout team quarterback.
But you can't get him through. You can't put him on the practice squad. Someone will steal him.
That's why he's on the rock. What I'm saying is, when I say scout team, Joe, I'm talking about there are probably going to be some instances where I don't know how much, and this is just me recklessly speculating, that Andy's going to get some one reps at some point during practice. I think that's what's going to happen.
What? One reps? I want him on the street. One reps?
Come on, you.
You mean first team reps for Andy Dalton? No. Are you okay over there?
He's not okay.
Joe, the face you made when I said that.
Because it's appalling.
It was like a gut punch.
It's appalling.
Like, no.
He's throwing the ball to the ground against the Bengals' four stringers.
I don't know how this is going to work out, but it is telling that they got four. Now, to your point, this is a fluid situation, and it also puts you in a position where you had to cut somebody. But think about it like this, Joe. As bad as those quarterbacks played, they kept them. Think about it. And they're on the roster as we speak. So that means that there's a good chance that a player that they wanted to keep, they had to let him go.
I know.
Because they kept the quarterbacks. So that's why I'm thinking they're going to keep the quarterbacks. Because that's a heck of a decision to make.
Just a little context. I'm looking back. And I think the last time a team kept four quarterbacks into the regular season was 2021. It's been 5 years.
Yeah.
I mean, keeping four quarterbacks is crazy talk.
And we were talking about this morning, how many teams have four quarterbacks on the roster as we speak?
Today, it's four. And what's interesting about that, if you kind of look at the four teams, I would say other than the Eagles, and you could think about the Eagles how you want, but I'll say this. The other three teams that kept four quarterbacks, I think it's pretty obvious they're not sure about their starter.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the other three teams. Atlanta, right? It's Tua or Penix. I mean, that's not a long-term thing. Cooper Rush, Jack Strand. Steelers, Aaron Rodgers is their starter. He's a million years old. They kept four guys. And then the Vikings, who have Kyler Murray on a one-year deal, to kind of see if he could work out there, they kept four quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So the other three teams that did what the Eagles did, they're all in quarterback purgatory. The Eagles, we wouldn't think that, right? They have a quarterback that's younger, I mean, and is not in that same – he's better than those guys.
It's It opens the Eagles up to a lot of reckless speculation.
Yeah, and criticism. Howie, what are you doing? You keep laughing. I'm questioning Howie. It's not, someone around here has to wonder, what the hell did he do with this thing?
No, I mean, but just, your level of distress is just like,
I am.
Crazy.
Well, Hugh, the backup quarterback becomes the second most important person here if the quarterback goes down.
We're all enamored by the second string quarterback. I get it. But there's a reason why they're still here. As of today, there's a reason why.
Yeah, Howie whiffed. I mean, that's...
I don't know.
It seems like it.
Yeah, I think he whiffed and doesn't know how to get out of this thing now.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
I don't think so. I think
he'll get out of it.
I think he will. This is the ebb and flow of this offense. I think it's going to look different than what we've seen in the that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for...
I know, I just... The offense will look different. I just think there's no point to the four quarterbacks. Just cut one of the two. I think Howie's still thinking someone's going to trade something for one of his backups.
Maybe.
And maybe he's right.
Does he get like a pick for it? I mean, but like it's not going to be anything good. Yeah, I would rather take cash, honestly.
Box of juju fruits.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, look, maybe they get a 7th round pick for one of these guys. The fact that they cut a player or two this weekend... That someone out there was like, yeah, I kind of like that guy. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, they may lose.
They kept 7 DBs, though, man. They kept a lot of DBs.
Nine DBs.
I don't know why I keep saying nine. I don't care why I keep saying that. That's a lot of DBs, yeah. Man.
Some of those guys are only going to be playing special teams.
That's a deep DB room.
Are you okay? Let's just play it out. Let's say in the next 2 hours, they lose Uwar Bernard or Joshua Weru, who I think a lot of people are like, maybe they could turn him into the next Jordan Mailata. Are you okay losing them to keep Andy Dalton and Tanner McKee?
I think they're okay with it.
No, are you? Because I'm not. I'm not either. It's preposterous. It's preposterous what they did here.
I'm relegated to think that there was a reason why they did it, because just like Jordan Mailata, they saw something in him to protect him.
But they cut these guys. They didn't. Yes. They didn't do that with Mailata. Mailata was on the roster.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm going off of, Joe. That when you, I look at it like this. This is something. The position that they kept, the most players they kept at the position. That's something of necessity that they had to cut bait, because you're talking about Weru. And Weru had a pretty good, decent preseason.
He looked further ahead than
you are.
Yes.
And I look at it like when you talk about the numbers, because that's why I was waiting to see what the printout was, what the layout was of the numbers. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself, to your point, they must have felt that at some other position, and it feels like it might be DB, that they had to have those people. They had to have those numbers.
Yeah, I'm fine with they did that. It's the quarterback thing.
But listen, this is how, to give you a little insight of how it goes. You go in a room, right, on the defensive side of the ball, and I assume it's like this with the Eagles. Everybody makes a case for the people that they want.
Yeah, sure.
Like, there are certain guys that when you go into the room, like Jalen, we ain't cutting Jalen, offensive lineman, the starters, then they're not even a part of the conversation.
Yeah, it's probably 30 guys that got to cut it to 15. Yeah, or, you know, whatever.
And coaches sit there, and they make their case for who they need to keep there, and then they make the case for why they're not there, and that's how they come.
Well, then
up
who
to the,
made the case for Andy Dalton? Because I'd like to talk to that guy.
That's the interesting.
I think we'd all
thing.
Like to.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the interesting thing. That's what's so fascinating about it.
Well,
as of today. Yeah. He's still on the roster because somebody wanted him on this roster.
All right, this segment brought to you by Xfinity, proud sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. All right, so listen, I haven't done this in a long time, but I'm questioning Howie. I think he butchered the backup quarterback thing. I don't think he got the right veteran. Dalton looks like he's cooked. They should have traded McKee away one summer ago if that was his highest peak value, which clearly was. You got to move on from him then. And now they sit here. Now, I don't feel confident in their backup quarterback. I don't feel confident they can win a game or two or three if they need to with this group. I think Howie, I'm questioning Howie on this quarterback thing significantly. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls on all this. And we'll go through the entire 53-man. Hugh has thrown out some numbers, who they kept, who they didn't. Plus, Mekhi Lemon, his debut, what did we think? And what did Mekhi say, especially about that drop that led to the interception? That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's up, good? What's up, good people? You know I like bourbon. I mean, I like really good bourbon. My bourbon of choice is none other than Woodford Reserve, the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. And this month, we're celebrating a National Bourbon Heritage Month. And trust me, if you're going to honor America's spirit, you have to go do it the right way. We're talking about raising a glass of the most elite crafted distilled whiskey on the planet, because a month this big deserves a bourbon this good. How should I celebrate? You know what? Right now, at your local fine wine and good spirit stores, Woodford Reserve, 750 bottles are $2 off. And that's not just for the classic straight bourbon. The deep, rich, double-oaked, and spicy Woodford Reserve Rye 750s are also $2 off. Whether you crave a smooth, old-fashioned, or prefer it neat, head to the Fine Wine and Good Spirits stores today to elevate your home bar. National Bourbon Heritage Month and Woodford Reserve.
I don't know. Maybe you blinded by Roseman over here.
Oh, that's what it is.
I don't know what you
Jack
are.
Jack taking shots.
I'm blinded watching those two guys try to play quarterback. Goodness gracious. Dalton and McKee stunk it up all summer. We better hold our breath that the starter here stays healthy all season, because we don't have a backup quarterback. I feel they can win a football game or two or three. 215-592-9494. Are you second guessing, questioning Howie Roseman?
I am.
How could you not? They have a bad backup. I just don't know how we're not. I question anyone who's not questioning Howie Roseman. We don't have a backup that's capable.
I look at it's the new offense, the new nuances of the new offense. Know, they're trying to learn it.
Hugh, when a guy's wide open on the out route and it's sailed over his head by 10 yards,
yeah, that's
the quarterback.
Accuracy. That's accuracy.
Yeah, they might suck. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. And that happens, but it's Howie's job to get it right. They have punted on drafting a quarterback in the first three or four rounds in the last few years as a developmental guy. They got McCord last year. By the way, they let him go. You see Kyle McCord lighting it up in preseason. Okay, he's gone. Now we got Cole Payton, but he's not ready yet as a fifth rounder. So I get it. Some young guys take time, but they had a chance to probably swap McKee a year ago for something of value, didn't do it. Mm-hmm. They had a chance to go get different veterans. I mean, veterans move around the league all the time. Josh Johnson playing well for the Bengals. Joe Flacco. I mean, the veterans move in the NFL all the time at backup quarterback. And Andy Dalton just looks below the level you need to win a football game. And McKee has regressed. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Howie and this roster, which we'll get to here in a couple minutes? And, of course, the Phillies. Are you ready to say this team is different? Let's go back to the phone lines, and then we will go through this roster and let you hear about Mekhi Lemon's debut on Friday night. Hugh's got some thoughts on it. Let's go to Dave in Flowertown. What's up, Dave?
The Dave.
Hey, good morning, Hugh. Good morning, Joe. Hope
what's
you guys
on,
are well.
Man?
Dave,
hope
what's up,
well.
Pal? What are you feeling?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I'm feeling. Joe, I completely agree with you that this Phillies team is different, and it does have guts. But I also agree with Jack that the one hole we still have is at shortstop. So I'm calling to enlist the support of the Midday Show in a campaign to get the Phillies over the hump and back to the World Series, which is the Play Edmundo campaign. Okay? I've been very dubious, frankly, about the Phillies' postseason prospects throughout much of the season, but I agree with you that the way they're playing the past few weeks has me believing that a postseason run is a legitimate, real possibility. Now, here's the thing. Here's the rub. In my opinion, at least, the Phillies roster on paper is not as good as the Dodgers, possibly the Brewers, Braves, and maybe the Cubs. So in order to beat those teams in the playoffs, the Phillies are going to need, as you said, to play with the kind of guts, chemistry, and excitement they had in 22. So I strongly believe that playing Edmundo Sosa every day over Trey Turner will make the difference in getting to that place due to Edmundo's clutch hitting and infectious passion for the game as compared to Turner's flatline approach. So I'm offering to join forces with the Midday Show to lead a campaign to get the Phillies management to get their heads out of their backsides, play Edmundo every day, and get us back to the World Series this year. So I'm asking, are you with
me? Oh, wait, Dave, you had me from the minute you hopped on the line. I mean, I've been trying to get Turner off the field for, since 2023. So, yes, Dave, of course I'm with you. Dave, here's what's quite clear. Trey Turner is not the player he used to be, and Edmundo Sosa is way more clutch. I mean, those two things are obvious. They're true to anyone with eyes, and it's a bet. Now it's on the Phillies to do what they have to do to win baseball games. Dave, we appreciate the phone call. This campaign is in my head now. Here's what I'm going to do. And Dave, good phone call. I have what I think is probably a more workable solution than just simply benching Trey Turner. Like, the Phillies aren't going to do that, right? Mm-hmm. We could say it out loud all we want. We could campaign all we want. They're not going to just sit him for the rest of the season.
Make too much money.
Yeah, well, they're not. And I think they probably still believe over time he'll hit more than Sosa, even though the whole year he hasn't. But I do have a workaround. I'm going to get to that coming up. We'll hit that, let's say about 12:15. I have an idea for the Phillies and something I question if they have the guts to do, but they need to have the guts to do it in the postseason. So we'll get that coming up. But Hugh, before we go any further, let's talk about the full 53. All right, you mentioned some of the numbers
The numbers game.
The numbers game. So let's go through it. Here is the Eagles' initial 53-man roster. The waiver wire is going to end at 1 o'clock today, so we'll find out which of the guys they waived can come back, who they lose, all that kind of stuff. Howie's going to speak later. Elliot will join us in studio today at 12 o'clock. Hugh, the Eagles' initial 53-man roster. All right, quarterbacks, four of them. Even though there's no reason to have four of them, we have four. Jalen Hurts, Tanner McKee, Andy Dalton, Cole Payton. Running backs.
Red Star Cole Payton.
Yeah, that's right. Three. Saquon Barkley, Tank Bigsby, Will Shipley. Let me throw this at you. You know, we were talking about the numbers game. Doesn't it make more sense to keep four running backs than four quarterbacks? Carson Steele played his ass off all preseason. Probably could play special teams. Can double as a fullback. Yeah. He's not here, but I got to deal with McKee and Dalton.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. When I saw it, I was like, wow, you're only keeping three. That means they're going to all get some burn. Like, the two are at the top going to get some burn.
Of course.
That's why that Tank Bigsby pick was pretty good.
In the fifth round, though?
Yeah.
It was a little heavy in the fifth round. All right. Tight ends, four. Dallas Goedert, Eli Stowers, Johnny Munt.
That's a heavy room.
E.J. Jenkins. Is it, though, when you think about tight ends they're going
to
play?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. When you're talking about 12 personnel, not really.
Yeah. Okay, six wide receivers. Devontae Smith, Mekhi Lemon, Da'Tavion Wicks, Darius Cooper, Hollywood Brown, Elijah Moore.
Now, that right there, you can't extra. I would say most teams carry five. That's an extra wide receiver. So that there's another person that was carried extra.
Well, I was waiting for you to say this as we do the math on this. This roster is weighed more heavily to offense than defense. I think it's 27 offensive players, 23 defense, and then the other guys are specialists.
Hey, because the personnel groupings and things of that nature, and different, and the versatility, I would say, of those groupings. And not only that, the nine DBs is big. That's a lot of DBs.
I also probably can make a case that the offense has more people because they're unsure of their offense.
Well, yeah.
Their defense, they know Vic knows what he has
well,
and what he's going to use.
The secondary, because I'm thinking when
I don't think nine's that much.
That's a lot.
Well,
when you talk about I know you're talking about the group as a whole.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you play you play three corners on every snap basically, and two, mm-hmm. You play five DBs on every snap. So nine is just half a backup.
I think it's like, it used to be six. Six was like probably six to seven. So it's the two extras that I'm thinking. Because you're and then the quarterback spot, you're carrying one more.
Mm.
10-10 as far as the offensive and defensive line go, that's probably the norm.
Okay, let's go to the offensive linemen. Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Steen, Johnson, obviously the starters. The backups, mm-hmm. Five backup linemen. Markel Bell, Drew Kendall, Micah Morris, Willie Lampkin, Fred Johnson. So they go 10 at offensive line. Now let's go to the defense, Hugh Douglas. The edges. Now, I think this was interesting in a tell. Jonathan Greenard on the roster, not on the PUP. That tells me, Hugh, they think he's gonna play within the first 4 weeks. Now, we don't know when Greenard's going to be ready. He hasn't practiced. But if they thought he was going to miss the first 4 weeks of the season, they would put him on the PUP list. Mm-hmm. So he's not there. He's on the roster. So Greenard, Hunt, Nolan Smith, Ebiketie, Epinesa. The D tackles, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Ojomo, Byron Young, Ty Robinson. The inside linebackers, Bond, Jihad.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Data centers move fast. Graybar delivers the power, connectivity, and critical infrastructure you need with nationwide inventory and logistics to keep projects moving. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gamble, Trott Jr., Smile Mondon. The six corners, Quinyon Cooper, Tariq Woolen, Keely Ringo, Mac McWilliams, Jonathan Jones. The three safeties, Epps, Makuba, Michael Carter, and the three special teamers, Jake Elliott, Braden Mann, Rocco Underwood. Hugh, what stands out the most from the roster to you?
I would like, for me, it was the DBs. The DBs, the four quarterback situation that we were talking about. The linebackers, that's about right. The four inside linebackers, you want to carry four. That, to me, is the DBs. That's a lot of DBs. That's the one that sticks out in the quarterback spot.
Yeah, I imagine when I look at the DB room, it looks to me like Keeley's here strictly for special teams. So I'm not going to expect.
Oh, easily. Yeah. I mean, Keeley touches the field as a one.
It's a problem, right? But he is a good special teamer, so he'll be here for that. All right. The other part of Friday that was certainly interesting, Hugh, was the debut of Mekhi Lemon. Hugh, before we hear from Mekhi talking about his game and what Sirianni thought, what did you think first time seeing Mekhi Lemon on an NFL field?
I was like, wow, that's why you don't play the young guy, because now, like immediately after the game, people talking about Jalen Reagor 2.0. That was crazy. So, I don't think that was fair.
But can you not play him because he might struggle? Like, who cares what people say?
Well, like I said, you're planning with the twos, you know, and the first pass that was through to him, it was a little short, and he had to kind of go get
it. He couldn't just turn up the field.
He couldn't turn up the field, yep. So he really couldn't get a feel for it. I feel like after that, he was a little bit on the struggle bus. Well, because you see that they were trying to feed him. He was trying to feed him, and after that first play, it was kind of all downhill. 3 for 3. He was three catches for 3 yards.
Well, then there's to me the two he didn't catch stand out more than the ones he did catch. Right, it's the one by the sideline where the DB knocked it away.
Yeah,
and there's some question on that. Like, should he have had more separation? I thought that's a poor throw by McKee. I mean, if McKee kind of lofts it over the corner, it's probably a catch by the sideline for Lemon. But Hugh, then there's the drop. I mean, was that throw high by McKee? It probably was.
Probably a little bit.
But
a little bit high.
You were a first round pick. I mean, the ball hit you in the hands
again. That's the unfortunate thing about being out there with the twos. Like, he's being judged. The scrutiny is higher for him because the expectations are a lot higher.
Yeah. Well, then he also muffed a punt. I mean, here's what I saw Friday. I didn't see a player that looks ready to come in and make a big impact in week one.
And this is not me.
I didn't see that.
This is not me making excuses for him. It's just the unfortunate part of missing as much practice as you missed, and then playing in the last preseason game and being under an intense microscope.
Yeah.
You know, first time out there, first time being in the crowd or whatever, probably has some jitters, probably trying to figure out if your body's going to fail you or not. A whole bunch of this is probably working in his head. And the first catch that you make is
nothing.
Uneventful.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, it's uneventful.
Well, let's hear from Mekhi Lemon after the game on Friday, talking about the drop and how he's got to make that catch. I mean,
there's nothing else you could say outside of that, though, Joe. I mean, but you could tell, like, now this is going to be telling, you know, how he handles the pressure being here. Because even though that was his first time out there and he was saying all the right things, it felt like looking at him, not knowing him, it just felt like it kind of got to him a little bit, just a little, like a little bit.
I'm sure it did.
And you have to not allow that to be, you can't let that fester.
Well, yeah, you can. And look, at some point, they're going to need him to produce a lot. Now, yeah. I'm not expecting that week one. He's a rookie, and he had a slow summer, but they're going to need him. I mean, they traded up to get him. I mean, I know he's not the quote-unquote AJ replacement, but the line between AJ and him is not long, right?
It's like they traded away
a receiver, and then they drafted one in the first round.
He is. Like, let's not get this twisted.
Well, but he's a different kind of player.
Yeah, he is, but he has been touted by the pundits as the guy that's going to unlock the middle. Like, whether or not that's true or not, when we drafted him, there was a sigh of relief. Oh, we got a receiver. Mm-hmm. We got somebody that's going to open up the middle of the field, and we're going to do this, that, and the third. Those are not the expectations that he put upon himself. Those are expectations, though.
Yeah.
So that's why when you go out there and, you know, he has the type of outing that he had, which, you know, was out of his control, in my opinion. There were some things that were on him, but for the most part, you got to throw the guy some catchable balls. That's why it's tough to go out there with the second stringers and be evaluated with the guys you're probably not going to play with on Sunday. It's a tough spot to be.
If I set an over-under at 600 yards this season, over-under.
I'm going to be optimistic, like I always am, over 600 yards.
Well, I would take that in a heartbeat if he gets over 600 yards.
I'll be optimistic.
I would take that, considering I think he's going to be behind, and it looks like Wicks is the second option anyway, so he'd be more of a third option. Can we hear Nick Sirianni on Friday night talking about Mekhi Lemon and what he saw in his first game in the NFL?
I know you have to look at the film, but what are your first impressions?
Say that one more time.
With Mekhi.
Again, few opportunities, but you know, we'll look at it, and there's going to be ups and downs for every player. There's going to be good plays, bad plays. Obviously, he's going to want that catch back on third down to be able to hang on to that, not cause a turnover that obviously led to points. But you know, again, we've seen some good things throughout his practices. You know, and where we're feeling good about his development. And again, he's got to continue to develop, a young player, and we know we're going to be able to count on him this year.
That sounded to me, and he did it in a calm way because it's a preseason game. He seemed to put the interception on Lemon. He said he's going to want the catch back that led to a turnover.
Mm. Yeah, you can't turn the ball over.
He
like
didn't
that.
Say it was a tough catch and it was hot. Like he wanted it. He basically said he needs to catch that ball.
Yeah, I mean that's the pressure. That's the pressure. You're a professional now, and that's probably a lesson in there a little bit. You know, because there's no excuses in this game. But, yeah, that's being a professional. No question about that.
When we started this discussion, I said for the first time in a long time, I'm questioning Howie. And I jumped off with the quarterback situation because we have four of them. And I don't think any of the three behind the starter right now could give them a win. I mean, they don't look like they're capable right now. And then I also will go to the top of this draft. I mean, Hugh, I'm entering this season not expecting much at all from the first and second round pick. That's not what you want.
Nah, not in a year where we're touting going to the Super Bowl. Nah, not at all. But I think that there are gonna be moments that Mekhi could have this year.
Yeah.
Where he can contribute and he can be I guess the word I'm looking for, a deciding factor in some of these games.
I just would love to see something like that's it. And yeah. We didn't get any that's it.
Well, that's what happens when you miss most of the preseason and go out there with the number twos in the last game. With a bunch of cats that are really trying to make other rosters, and you know they're hungry.
Yeah,
not saying that our guys aren't hungry, but it's just so it's a little bit more intense than you think it is.
But sometimes players just play well in the preseason. Like Darius Cooper last year lit it up, and he's an undrafted player. Like no one was stopping Lemon from lighting it up. He could have lit it up.
I mean, he could have.
Yeah,
but I think
now Mekhi had to get him the ball. I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah, you got to get the ball to him.
Well, he did get the ball.
I mean, the first one. I'm like, yeah.
Well, I'd also wonder the second one by the sideline. Did he create much separation there? DB's right on him.
That's the level of scrutiny that you have to face in a situation like
well,
that.
Well, so just wonder what kind of player we have here. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines. Tanner in Philly is up on WIP. Tanner.
What's going on, guys?
Tanner, what's up, pal?
I understand where he's coming from with Mekhi Lemon's take. It's tough. It's level of scrutiny in the NFL. And he just, those are catches he's got to make. And he's, again, I'm the same way too with everything in my life. I hold myself to a higher standard. And I kind of appreciate the fact that he wants to be perfectionist about playing the game. And I got to appreciate that. So that's just my take on Mekhi Lemon. But I do got to say, damn it, Douglas. Just, you got me. You got me in the playoffs. In the playoffs, dude. It was terrible. It was rough.
What did Hugh do? He didn't show up for a big game? Not this guy. Unbelievable.
Yes.
What if you can see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Getting a data center online takes precision. Graybar helps you stage, schedule, and deliver the critical products you need to keep projects on time. Yep, Graybar does that.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was talking a big game to my buddy. We were about to get into our playoff game. I was telling him all about how Hugh did so well last week. Tom Brady juked him out of the backfield. He did a step over. I decided at halftime I was not going to do this anymore. I moved Hugh to long snap.
Wow.
At halftime. Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
He turned prime Adam Vinatieri into Cody Parkey 2019.
Cody Parkey.
I cried for about 30 minutes.
So you tried to, but you basically tried to diminish his impact on the game, and he still hurt you.
I don't know what was up with the long snaps.
But you weren't kicking. You were just long snapping. But I don't know what it was when I put you in a long snapper. Adam Vinatieri couldn't kick anymore.
I got to tell you, long snap is not that hard, Hugh. I did it in high school. I mean, if I could do it, you know, anyone could do that.
Long snapping is not easy, Joe.
I did it. They let me do it in high school. Look at me.
It's not that easy.
Well, I mean, if I could do it, you should be able to do it. You play in the league.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
Okay.
Long stepping is not easy.
He's got to practice it. Tanner, I can't believe this guy ruined you. So you're out? You got knocked out of the playoffs because of Douglas?
I got out. I got knocked out, but it's about to sim the end of the year, so we'll have a redo next year. It's rough. I'm still contemplating what happened.
I can tell you're going through it after an Eagles loss. I mean, it's like you got to have those couple days to kind of reflect on things.
Oh, yeah. And I have a direct message for Jake Elliott.
Yes.
He's listening. This is for fantasy. Please drop the golf clubs off with Hugh Douglas. Let him go play with Ike Reese for the rest of the summer. Please get to the Jefferson Health Complex and start kicking. please, for the love.
Get yourself ready. Please. Well, I was glad he made one on Friday, one that you made. That was the one thing, because Friday's game was brutal to watch. And Tanner, good phone call, man. Good to hear from you as he gives us update on Hugh Douglas, who he drafted in his Madden franchise. At least Jake Elliott looked good on Friday. I needed that. I need to feel
especially when you talk about
down.
The Eagles. The Eagles believe in him. And that's all that matters. Like they,
no, but the Eagles are wrong sometimes.
No,
a lot of this hour of, well, the Eagles think this. I don't give a crap.
No,
I want them to do the right thing, not what they think. They also thought Bryce Huff could play. Look at him. Guy's hawking batteries now.
I wasn't saying it like I wholeheartedly agree with him, Joe. I was saying that it's very rare that you go into a training camp with a kicker that has had some of the issues that he had the year before and allow him to go in with no pressure on him. So that's all that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm on edge about this roster.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, because I just don't think Howie did a great job with this summer.
You are really you're a little sensitive this morning.
Also, where's the Howie trade? The whole month of August is going by. Jack Miller, this is the first Howie quiet August in years.
Well, I know. Where's my notifications?
We've got to wait for the waiver wire to clear, right? We got to wait for the waiver wire to clear.
The clock is ticking.
Yeah, we got, what, 2 hours?
What
under
is going
hours.
On? Yeah, Howie, wake up! 215-592-94.
You got to love it.
Yeah, we got a lot to discuss here. Coming up, Hugh Douglas wants to update us on something that he's growing. He'll tell you about that coming up. Your phone calls. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, it's funny. My son, and I wonder if it's like this for anybody else that has kids, about our kids' age.
Yep.
All he wants to do is, like, they just discovered Michael Jackson. That's all he wants to listen to.
So we haven't had this so much, like, asked to listen to him in the car. But you know what they do now? They know
that?
How to do the moonwalk. So, like, things like, I thought this stuff had all kind of fallen out of cultural relevance.
Yeah.
It's not. I guess the movie, right? Did that bring it back?
A little bit.
Because my daughter knows what the moonwalk is. Like, we've never talked about it.
Right, but now she knows.
She just knows.
You know, my son told me yesterday, and I try, like, when he talks, I try not to, like, shut it down immediately, but he said, Daddy, you know what? I said, what? He said, Michael Jackson's still alive. And I said, how do you know that? He said he just wanted to hide because he got tired of people asking him for autographs.
So he's like,
I was like, is he
worried you're going to do that one day?
I don't know, but it was weird. And I was like, so how do you know this, Harper? He said, he said he was reading, and he said he just got tired of people asking for
autographs. Reading where? You got to ask him where he read that.
Well, he didn't tell me that.
Okay.
But he did tell me that Michael Jackson was tired of giving people autographs, so he's hiding.
You just kind of let it be?
Because I'm like, I didn't want to tell him.
No, you don't want to break his heart over that. That feels a little heavy to say, nah.
he did.
That was a pretty big day when he died.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, I do have some potential news here we have to talk about. Elliot's going to join us in studio at 12, and we'll get his insight on this. But first, before I get to this potential Eagles news, which I'd be very excited about and something we brought up on Friday, Hugh, do you want to update everyone on your hair growth as you're walking us through all this?
It's growing. It's like I need to
show your head to the camera a little bit there?
It's a little thin, but it's not bald. It's just thin. So I think I'm going to rock with the thinness.
Yeah, all the way through football season?
I don't know, man, because like this morning I woke up and
deal.
I felt some kind of way, you know, because it's a little itchy. You know, if you haven't had hair in a while and you start to grow it, it's a little itchy. I just need to get it lined. I want to see what it looks like when I get it lined up. So I'm going to probably pay a barber like $100, you know, because it's expensive.
We did hear about that recently.
Yeah, you got to pay him about $100.
Yeah, you and I have been getting off scot-free for a while from the barbershop.
Yeah, now I got to go to a barber. I got to figure out what barbershop I'm going to go to and get him to line this thing up for
me.
But I think I got a couple weeks before I had to get it lined up.
Okay. Well, we're excited to follow the growth here of Hugh Douglas here. I'm also excited to see if the Eagles make an addition to their 53-man roster. Hugh, according to E.J. Smith, who's covered the Eagles here in town for a while and does a good job, he put this out there just a few minutes ago. A Zach Ertz reunion with the Eagles is on the table, according to league sources. Ertz is nearing the 9-month mark of recovery from a major knee injury, and nothing is imminent, but Ertz would welcome a return and make sense for the team. So just the way that is worded, it certainly sounds like he wants to come back. And Hugh, I am exactly where I was on Friday. I want Zach Ertz back. I look at this Eagles pass-catching group, and I feel like they need more. I look at the four tight ends they kept. I mean, E.J. Jenkins, let's be honest. He's a preseason player. I mean, he's just here because they need a fourth tight end right now. And the Eli Stowers thing, I don't know how long into the season, or if at all this year, he's going to contribute and help them. I was in on Friday, and now it sounds like Zach Ertz certainly is in. Now it's a matter of can he and the Eagles agree to something, and will he come back?
Yeah, shout out to EJ for being on top of that story. Man, that's been something that has been talked about for the last couple of weeks. And it seems like, you know, when you talk about the offense, it nice to have another weapon.
Yes.
Definitely nice. And Ertz was a good weapon for Jaden Daniels last year. until he got hurt. So, yeah, shout out to, for them to get another weapon.
Well, I mean, if you go back to the title game 2 years ago here against the Eagles, when the Eagles, you know, blew the Commanders out, Ertz, I think, led the Commanders in catches that day. He probably had like 6 or 7 catches that day. I mean, he can still catch the ball.
Still serviceable.
More, I think, clearly. He had 50 receptions last year in 13 games, 66 the year before that. I mean, the guy's always been productive. I mean, other than years when he's hurt, which is pretty rare, I mean, he's pretty much a 50 to 75 catch guy on most years, and he had the one crazy season with Wentz when he had 116 catches. I've always been a fan. Yeah, bring him back. 215-592-9495. Let's go to Curly in Bent Salem. What's up, Curly?
Curly?
Curly going once. Curly in Bent Salem, back on hold.
For Curly.
Well, it happens to Curly. Anthony in South Philly talking Tanner McKee. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, Anthony. What's up, pal?
Listen, I think you're reading this whole thing on McKee wrong. Let me give you a couple points.
Sure.
Naturally, some of these you already touched on. First of all, he's taken second and third team reps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He's in a new scheme. They're going with vanilla game plans in the preseason. They're not scheming any receivers open, rub routes and different things. And the biggest thing I saw with him is during the game, I don't know if you watched the game. But
I did. Unfortunately, I watched the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, when he dropped back, Joe, if you watch his head, he was going through his progressions, and none of these guys were open.
Hmm.
They didn't mention it until Dalton came in for his first play, and they showed you, Ross Hunter showed you on the screen how every guy was covered. There was nobody to go to, and then he was trying to break the pocket and taking sacks.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the second and third string teams this year they're playing with versus what they played with last year and the year before is a lot worse. For example, you got a guy like Darius Cooper last year playing versus a guy like Lotto who can't catch the ball with a bushel basket out there. Okay? Number one. Number two. And if I was concerned about anybody as his backup quarterback, I'd be concerned with Dalton.
Mm.
He's been in the same system for 15 years. McKee's only been in it for 3 months.
So, Anthony, on to your point, and it is an interesting perspective. If I had to choose, I would still choose McKee over Dalton. I just think Dalton is cooked, and we've seen McKee in recent years show something. So I think I'm with you on that. And it's interesting the way you framed it. I mean, perhaps we're looking at this quarterback thing wrong. Maybe it is a tell that the backups on this team, the roster depth just is not what it used to be. That they're not moving the football in the whole. The whole preseason was horrendous offensively. I mean, they could barely move the ball.
Joe, I agree 100%. But I'll tell you right now, the one thing that's a big telltale sign for me is you've got 13 interceptions by Elliott Shore Parks' count on Jalen Hurts in the preseason. So obviously everybody's struggling with this, but the worst guy is Dalton because this is a system he's played in for years.
Yeah, this should be easy for him. He should have been the one, in theory, that looked the best or like the easiest for him to run the system. And Anthony, good phone call. It is not. How is he going to speak at 3 today? The thing I need to hear the most about is, one, the Bernard Weru thing. Do they get them back by 1 o'clock? We're going to find out. But then, two, what are we doing with the quarterbacks?
What are we doing?
And did we mess this up? I mean, I know he's not going to answer that question, honestly, but I think how he messed up this backup quarterback thing, and he's been so good at it over the years, it's so weird to see it. 215-592-9494. All your phone calls, the Phils, the Eagles. And I do have an idea. We had a caller earlier talk about Edmundo Sosa over Trey Turner. I do have something that the Phillies need to be willing to do in the biggest moments. We'll get to all that, plus Elliott Shore Parks live in studio. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A new football season brings some big questions. Who makes the playoffs? Who wins the division? Who takes home the title? On Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform, lets you trade those predictions in a live market. I'm looking in the AFC North, and currently the Ravens. Baltimore's trading at 48%. I think they're going to be uptick this year with a new head coach in Jesse Minner. It was time to move on from John Harbaugh. They're going to win that division. A $100 trade on Baltimore pays out $201 on Kalshi right now. And Kalshi trading its peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. As the probability changes, you can buy in and out of your position, trade the draft pick, the game, and more on Kalshi. Download Kalshi. Use code GIGLIO to get $25 when you trade $25. KALSHI. Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied.
Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Getting a data center online takes precision. Graybar helps you stage, schedule, and deliver the critical products you need to keep projects on time. Yep, Graybar does that.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.